Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night, good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. And today, I'm very happy because it's our very first Tarot and Divination Night of 2021. New year, new beginnings. We're very close to Imbolc, and we are doing divination. And I have my very good friend and colleague, Chris McBrien, all the way from Galena, Illinois. Hi, Chris. How are you? Good evening.
Hi, good evening. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. And I am not so good with all this COVID thing, man. It's just not easing up. I'm getting so tired of it. But anyway, how are things in Galena? Are you keeping busy, my friend?
I am keeping pretty busy. This time of year, we're pretty slow on visitors, but I keep pretty busy with phone and by Zoom. But we still have visitors that will come out and brave the cold and all the COVID, preparations, of course, that we have, or the modifications. But, not too bad. It's still slow because it's winter, but it's not bad. I can't complain. How about you?
Well, pretty much the same. I'm trying to stay busy with online courses and classes and the temple services online, and of course, keeping busy with Circle's ritual activities and the podcast. But all that is my volunteer work. And when it comes down to paid work, to the one that I pay the bills with, same. I'm doing online, Zoom, and the few, very, very few services that I'm doing in person, you have to dressed up almost like an astronaut, with the gloves and the mask. And I have a thing that I like to almost like cover my hair as well. I don't know, it's a thing. And then since I'm doing energy work, of course, I have to wear a couple of things that are part of my energy work attire. So I really look like a combination of a weird astronaut ninja COVID preventive person. I don't know. It's just funny and goofy. But anyway, I am so glad that you're here with me as we reinstate the Tarot and Divination Night. For those who are new to this Tarot and Divination Night and probably have never heard of it, Lunatic Mondays has been around for 5 years. And for the first 3 years, we almost have a Tarot and Divination Night every 2 months, maybe sometimes every month, every other month. And I am trying to get back to this groove of doing Tarot and Divination Night, and especially, because I have guest readers such as Chris tonight and others who will join me later throughout the year doing this show and helping people out, because there's always, people that might not have the opportunity to purchase a whole service to do, their very own personal session. So I figure, why not do something for the public? And we have a couple of questions, but before we go into that, Chris, I totally did not read your biography, and it was kind of on purpose, because I want you to tell us a little bit about, in your own words, what is the work that you do in Galena? Because you're not only a tarot reader, but you're also a medium, which is like quite interesting. And tell us also where you are located, please.
Well, I'm in Galena, Illinois. It's in the northwest corner of Illinois, and it's a great little historic town. It gets a lot of visitors every year. And what else did you want me to say?
What did you do, and how you got into doing what you do?
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it's been a long day. So, you know, my family has a very old shamanic tradition from Northern Ireland, and it's actually in a book that my ancestor John brought over back in 1809, and they were very persecuted. They were always kind of a cross between pagan and Catholic, but I think most of us in the family at the time were pretty much pagans. And what happened was we'd always been kind of left alone. And so the Puritans at the time did not like the Catholics and didn't like people like us. And if you go to Northern Ireland, if you go to a lot of the old country churches and stuff, you'll see a lot of very old pagan gods and goddesses in the churches because of the, you know, it wasn't always black or white. It wasn't always one side or the other. For many years it was, and still is in certain parts of Northern Ireland, it's still very much a marriage between old and new. So the Protestants didn't like any of us. And so so we were very persecuted and we had to leave. And so before we left, my ancestor John bought a copy of Pilgrim's Progress, which is a very Puritan book. And it had a lot of blank leaves on either side of the text. And so he used it to record family members' names and histories. And then for part of the book, he also, because it had many leaves on either side, he recorded a lot of our old magical symbols, which we typically wear on our bodies. And so he did that just in case he didn't make the journey, because many people died on the way over back then. And it wasn't because of the famine we left, it was because of persecution. So so I grew up with those symbols and learning what their meanings were and learning how to use energy to heal. And we're famous for dowsing wells, and we're really famous for that, as well as doing any, you know, handwriting analysis is a big thing we do, which is kind of a not magical thing, but it's a lot of psychological fun. And also, as I said before, magic, like we raise energy for people and we send it out. And so, and we can also do things like, you know, expand our consciousness to see through other people's eyes, which is a very old form of travel. Like if you want to check up on somebody who's missing, or if you wanted to see where good hunting was, you know, so we learned all kinds of different old shamanic skills that include walking many different levels. And then, and so I was raised in that. And I was lucky that the woman who married my grandfather with that heritage was also, she was Meskwaki. So so I learned a lot from about her path, and not as much as I would have liked, sadly. But I learned quite a bit from her. So, and she was a great meditation teacher. She was the one who taught me how to expand my consciousness early on to start using my skills. And so I found out I was a medium when I was 5, and I went into the basement to get a toy. And my father used to develop film down there. He was a photographer as a hobbyist, you know, and so he purposely put the light switch for the basement all the way across it so that we wouldn't turn the lights on while he was developing. And so so to get your toys in the morning, you had to cross a pitch black basement. And so one morning I was down there, I was about 4 or 5, and I felt people looking at me, watching me. And so I looked up and I saw all these people. And my mom tells the story best, but apparently I was down there for about an hour or two, and I came back up, and my mom told me, I kept saying, all the people want to talk, all the people want to talk. And so soon after that, I went to my grandmother and grandfather almost every weekend to learn. And so that's how I really got into it. And the book with the symbols in it is actually on the National Historic Register. And my cousin, Michael Williamson in New York, has actually had that book, I believe, in the Smithsonian back in the early 80s on a special exhibit for early America. So that's how I got into it. And then tarot cards were from my girlfriend Ruthie in college, because we don't have tarot cards in my family's tradition, but she did. And so I fell in love with her, and she was doing tarot readings. And so she taught me everything she knew. And then sadly, she passed away in college. And so I continued with her clients, and I've used the Toth deck, Aleister Crowley's Toth deck, that was hers. And of course, I have I have to change it out once in a while, but I've used that deck that she introduced me to for 32 years. And so that's my beginnings.
Wow, that is a long story.
Sorry.
That is awesome. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful that you have it so down pat. It's almost like you've done interviews before. I know. Excuse me. I know you have, because I've interviewed you before. Well, let me tell you folks how I got started. I think I was born with a psychic ability of precognition. And it's so funny because I used to play with my sisters about telling them stories of the people that I saw on the street. And my sisters used to tell me, you know, like, oh my God, you have this vivid imagination. And now that I'm more, A, older, and B, more understanding of these abilities, I'm like, I was not making it up. I was like, I knew, you know, because just by reading, by looking at the person, I knew their story and I knew what was happening. And I have always have this precognitive ability. I have other psychic abilities as well, but I'm more into the precognition. And at age 6, playing with tarot cards, a different type of tarot, not necessarily what the tarot deck is like. They're called Spanish cards because they come from Spain. And it's pretty much like a tarot minus the major arcana and minus the queen. So it's like a chopped down tarot. And I read with that for like 10 years. And about 12 years ago, I started reading with tarot at the same time I started reading professionally. But I've been a psychic and a healer my whole young, teenage years until now, 47. So it's a little over 30 years reading and doing my thing. I'm here in Chicago, obviously, and you can find me on www.bruja, and then my name, Laura Gonzalez, LauraGonzalez, both with a C. So Bruja Laura Gonzalez, or you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm all over social media. And anyway, let's go to business. I have the first question, my dear friend, Chris. And the first question comes from Glenda. And Glenda asks us, she says, I would like to see what do you see in my future. And she's telling me up to 3 months because she knows that's what I offer. I don't offer more than 3 months. She says very generally on the familiar and financial aspect. So for Glenda, familiar and financial aspect, I am going to shuffle. And Chris, would you like to pull first or you want me to pull first?
If you want to pull first, that's fine.
All right. So I will pull first for Glenda. And so that everybody has the same opportunity, I'm going to pull 3 cards per question. And I'm going to do them kind of fast. I mean, not super fast, but, you know, kind of like in a timely fashion. So, Glenda, as you asked, together, I'm going to give you the answer together. And it looks like things are going to be pretty chill for you, at least in the next 3 months. You have the Four of Cups as the indication of what is the general situation going to be financially and with the family. And it looks like everything is stable, you know, for the Four of Cups. It's like no drama, no complications, having a very well set of boundaries, not allowing people to walk all over your tranquility and calmness. What to do? You have the card of Temperance, as what to do is literally to keep your cool, to not react or engage with people that could be bringing you any turmoil, any, you know, drama or gossip or anything, you know, just keep your coolness about everything. Finding new ways of doing things, as I guess the whole planet is literally finding new ways to be creative and keep afloat emotionally and financially and physically and otherwise. And what not to do, they are recommending you, and this is the one that gets my attention because I know Glenna personally, Chris. You don't know her, but I know her personally. And Glenna, you have the card of not getting distracted. And I know you, my dear friend, and I know you're very dedicated to your work and your family and et cetera. And for some reason, they're telling you what not to do. Don't get distracted. Continue focus on whatever it is that you're doing, because you're doing it right. And that is my interpretation for Glenna for the next 3 months. So, Chris, if you'd like to give Glenna your interpretation, go ahead, please.
Sure. I would say that it's important for her. And actually, I will tell you, I get the art card, one of the trumps. First, I think it's important for her to keep very well balanced and to balance between playtime and work time. And to also keep balanced as far as, inner and outer worlds, to stay very present and not to get too wound up in worries. I think it's important for her to breathe and to witness what is around her. So I think it's important to connect the inner and outer worlds for her, for sure, for grounding every day. I would suggest meditation. Also, the Ace of Cups comes up, and I think that there's good and bad to this. And I think one of it is that she has to be careful that she doesn't put all of her eggs into one basket, and that she kind of, you know, because I think it might get her hopes up too much. I think that it's good for her to spread her wings a little bit and see what the potentials are. But at the same time, I think that it's important for her to keep her energy as far as getting as much gain as possible out of the future. It's important for her to be focused on what she really wants. And so, you know, you might try for the same kind of job many times, but, you know, what does she really want in the future? It's important for her to stay focused on that. Otherwise, you know, she's going to find that being scattered all over the board with too many potentials may actually confuse her. And then as far as the last card, I pull the Star. And I think it's important for her to see, really, you know, I think one of her deeper connections is she's really looking for her purpose and looking for something that truly calls to her, makes her happy. And I think that this is going to be a transformational time for her, where she will start to look beyond just the mundane every day and start to see what she really wants as far as a long-term happiness. But also, because of this card, the moon happens to be veiled. I think it's important for her to follow her instincts. I think that she becomes too confused by the back and forth in her mind, and I think it's important for her to actually start to really focus on her gut feeling and to go with that. And that would be my add-on to that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris, and blessings to you, Glenna, and I hope this helps you and gives you some clarity. And usually we have like a big old line of people for this type of shows. This time we took all the questions beforehand. So people were actually emailing or texting Chris or myself. So I thank you all who texted or emailed questions. And I'm picking them up at random. They are not in any specific order. So for those people who texted or email, know that your questions will be answered. Just sit tight and we will get to them. With that said, we have a question for Lourdes. And Lourdes says, I would like to know how my financial situation will play out for this year. Thank you. So that is pretty clear cut. You know, it's just about a financial situation. And I am shuffling. And every time I shuffle on the radio or on a video, I am like, I do it for you people who like to hear the cards. ASMR, I think it's called. People who really enjoy to hear the cards getting shuffled. All right. Do you want to pull first, Chris, on this one, or should I pull first?
I'll pull first. I've actually already got her cards pulled, so I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, as far as your financial situation, and can you say her name again for me?
Lourdes.
Okay.
Lourdes.
She. Okay. So, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I feel for her. And as far as the luxury card goes, that's what she pulls first. And so I want to talk about that a little bit. It's the Four of Cups. I think that it's important to, especially because it's actually overturned in this, I think it's important for her to see what she has already around her. I think that it's important that that she see what she has already and to take stock in that. My very deep impression of her is that she may actually sometimes be dissatisfied easily or get bored easily after a while. And so I think this is really important for her to take stock of everything around her before she makes a leap. And I have a gut feeling she likes to take wants to take a leap because the next card, the Queen of Discs, definitely an independent person, a knowledgeable person, a stubborn person who often looks at, not into the future, but often is stuck in the past. And so I think it's very important for her to actually, if she wants to strive financially forward, I think that it's important for her to actually turn her head and look into new potentials, new possibilities. And the last card I pull is actually the Priestess of Swords or the Princess of Swords. And I would tell you that I've been using these cards for so many years, and one of the things this card always means, especially in this position when it's overturned, is to basically that she might be, maybe she should be a little more careful and to make careful decisions as far as you know, her gambles or risks that she takes this year. I think that at the same time, it's not to be too defensive, to actually just be very methodical about it. So because this card is usually a card about being defensive, but it's overturned, I could say it's about her not being defensive and just going just completely forward. But the reason I say to be hesitant a little bit is because she's so used to looking behind her. I don't want her to make the same old investments, which would lead me to the conclusion she should actually go ahead and look for something new. But be wise about it and do her research and make sure that she, you know, uses all that knowledge she has and that stubbornness to be very picky. But I think that it'll be a good year for her if she does these things.
Beautiful. Thank you, Chris. I have my very own interpretation for Lourdes. I blanked on her name for a second. So, Lourdes, I have some cards that are similar to what Chris pulled, but they're not necessarily the same. So, of course, y'all have the luxury that you're having two different readers giving you whether they're different information or similar. And what I see is the Seven of Cups reverse. And that taps a little bit on what Chris was saying about being very clear of what you want. Kind of like seeing reality for what it is and not trying to fantasize or think about what you don't have, you know. Seven of Cups in the deck that I'm using is more about fantasy and our wishes and desires and what are we dreaming about. And the card being reversed to me is like, no. Focus on reality, focus on what is there before you and not on what you wish that you have. So this is what, very similar to what Chris was saying at the beginning. And then what to do? I have the Nine of Swords reverse. And funny, because Lourdes, you were this morning on the card of the day for today, and we were talking about the Nine of Swords. Like, yeah, well, it is as bad as you think it is. But now what, right? That was the interpretation that we did in the morning. But you have the card reversed, meaning like it's not even as bad as you thought it was. So again, that is reiterating what Chris was saying earlier, you know, about having gratitude and really taking stock on what you have now. and not worrying so much, not putting so much weight on what could happen in the future. It's about enjoying the now and about knowing that you have the resources and that everything is there at your hand for you to take advantage of it. What not to do, you have the Ace of Wands. And to me, the Ace of Wands is a card of new beginnings and perhaps new adventures. And you have that on the what not to do part of the reading. So it's quite clear. It really comes together where it's in, see what you have, be thankful for what you have, make it work for you, and don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to start something new right now. It's perhaps not the ideal moment to be that adventurous, if you will, or that, it would just be counterproductive. It might not work for you to try new things right now, you know? So it's about kind of like being patient and waiting for things to unfold the way they are supposed to. Chris, I know you did get an email and you did get a question with one of those emails. If you will be so nice to actually read the question.
I actually wrote it in shorthand, so I'll go through it. Amy needs to know about her son, Davis, and she is concerned about, he's in college and he needs an internship this summer, so she wants to know how that might go. Also, she's wondering about where he should focus his energy for success. And also, she wanted us to touch on about how to resolve some of his internal struggles. And she said any advice or guidance would be very appreciated.
Thank you so much, Chris. And since you were reading this time, I went ahead and actually pulled very quickly four cards. And this is for David. So first of all, how is college going to go? How is the internship going to go? Then the third thing that I think it was where his energy should be focused. And then any guidance or advice for him in the future. And when it comes down to college, I think is he on his first year of college? It is,
she didn't
right?
give me that information. No, I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. So what I have is the Magician reverse. When it comes down to college, the Magician reverse, and it could be a million of things of why he is having, or she, I don't know, Davis, why Davis is having the Magician reverse, because the Magician for me is a card of power, and it's a card of materializing the things that you want and being the alchemist of your own destiny and creating that destiny and creating your reality. And in this case, the card for Davis comes reverse. And well, you don't need to be a psychic to know that this year, 2020 and the very young 2021 haven't been ideal. Most people are doing school from home. Heck, most people are doing everything from home. So there might be some level of frustration there where David is feeling like they cannot make the changes that they want to make, that they are not feeling comfortable in their own skin, that they are not feeling in control. And I will blame COVID. I will blame the pandemic, and I will blame this unique circumstances that we're going through. And I will just say to David, hang in there and try to remember and recover that energy that you have of power that is within you. The second card about internship, not too secure about internship on the summer. And what I have for this is actually the Four of Wands. And this is a card of security, stability, commitment, and being in the right place. So what I will say is I think that David will actually find the perfect place to do this internship. So even though they are not feeling their best with the Magician reverse, I think once the time for internship comes, things are going to change and they are going to be doing better. Then the third part of the question was, where should they focus their energy? And I think their energy should be focused on one thing at a time. And this is quite literally me interpreting the card, because this is the Two of Wands reverse. And the Two of Wands reverse, the Two of Wands right side up is a card that is yearning for different horizons, new adventures, starting something new or going elsewhere. And for Davis, this comes reverse. And to me, what it says is one thing at a time. Don't try to do too much. Don't spread yourself too thin. You know, try to kind of like pace yourself. And again, remember the amazing circumstances that we're going through and give yourself credit for that. And last but not least, Amy asks, any advice, guidance, or vision for him and his personal and professional future in the horizon? And what we have is the Hangman reverse. And I think this is telling that he doesn't have to push like super hard to, you know, reinvent the wheel or push outside his comfort zone. I think he might have a little bit of a slow start, but remember that slow and steady wins the race. So, you know, don't try to go super fast and do everything like super perfect, because it looks as though that you are going to have stability, but it's going to take a little bit of time. That's what I get. Chris, if you have something else for Davis, now is the time.
Yes, I do. I ended up picking four cards. I usually am doing three tonight, but one really called to me for the end. So the first card is the Six of Cups. And, you know, I'm actually going to take this leap and say that Davis may actually be perhaps seeking too much pleasure this year. And it's not a bad thing to seek pleasure, of course, but I think it's all about balance for Davis right now. I will also say that the next card is the Defeat card. It's the Five of Swords. And, you know, when it comes to, I think that on the deeper level for Davis, I think this is this might be a person who tends to try to be very happy looking on the outside, but may also be very tough on themselves on the inside. And my gut impression is to tell Davis, and this is Amy's son, is to make sure that he is communicative. And the reason I say that is because he got the Priestess card at the very end. I do very much believe he needs to communicate better with his mother. And I think that has to be done. As far as internships, I think he will actually have the choice of two internships. I think he will do well. I think he'll get maybe two offers. At the same time, the last card I get is the Satiety card. I think that he will pick one that he really likes, to make sure that Davis, that you pick the one that you really, really want to do. And I have a gut feeling it might be close enough to home you could actually stay at mom's house, because her card comes right up below that. So I have a good feeling about it. But also, as I said, I think that as far as your energy for success, I'm going to go back to that balance where I think it's important to be very communicative with your feelings, to not feel like you have to put up a facade of everything's fine, and to actually talk about how you really feel. And I think you'll find that that communication skill will come off very well and help you very much in your internship this summer. And that is my advice.
I have to add something. You mentioned home. I saw the Four of Wands, and the Four of Wands could be a card of staying home and staying put at home. And it's probably the last thing that Davis wants to hear right now. But it looks like that would work for you. Yeah, but it looks like that would work for him.
I think it will. You know? I think, you know, my son wants to go away to school, and I know he's going to be home in the summer. But, you know, I did that same thing, too. And if Amy or Davis are listening, I got to tell you, we saved so much money when I was a kid with me being at home during the summer versus trying to stay on campus and paying for that or getting an apartment. So I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too. Believe it or not, Chris, we are halfway through, and it's 7:34. So, well, yeah, I told you. Chris and I were so concerned. Like, oh, we have only very few questions. I'm like, I know it's going to fill the whole hour. Anywho, Chris, I invite you to listen to a song. This is going to be a 2-minute break. So I'm going to put you on mute, my friend. And then I'm going to put myself on mute. And we're going to come back with more here on Lunatic Mondays. But for now, I invite you to listen to this beautiful song that is called Bless Our Planet.
Bless your blue green ocean, bless your red blue sky, your streams and your valleys, your mountains so high. Bless your gods and goddesses, Buddha, Sikh, and Jay. Jesus, Allah, Yahweh, we praise your many names. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, a new one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless your vibrant cities, bless your sacred ground, your hillsides and your forests, and bless your tiny town. Bless the winged ones that fly, bless the horse and bear, elephant, the dolphin, the cricket and the hare. We speak a thousand languages, we speak with the same tongue. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. Bless our planet, under one sky, all the people on it, we all laugh and we all cry. Oh, bless our planet, place of our birth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth. We are all one family, we are children of the earth.
You are listening to Lunatic Mondays, building bridges of community around the world. We'll continue with more. Don't go anywhere. And we're back here live with Lunatic Mondays, Lunas Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSN Podcast, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast. We also have another bilingual show that airs on Saturdays, and it's called Paganos del Mundo, Pagans of the World. And that show features three shows a month, Spanish, sometimes four, and one show in Portuguese. And this Saturday, we are going to be doing the exact same thing. It's going to be Tarot and Divination Night, but this time it's going to be in Espanol. It's going to be on Spanish for those who speak Spanish. Sorry, no Portuguese questions because I do not speak Portuguese, no fala portugués. And I think I only know how to say I don't speak Portuguese and thank you, which is no fala portugués, obrigada. Anyway, also to invite you to listen to Nature Mystic and Nature Spirituality, the shows with Selena Fox, our senior minister here on Circle Sanctuary, and to listen to Moon Magic with David and Janet Ewan, two Thursdays a month, and to listen to Circle Talk two Tuesdays a month, every month here on CSN Podcast. And I would like to welcome back my dear colleague and friend, Chris McBrien. Chris, are you back there, my dear?
I am right here. I'm right here.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How old is your son now?
He's 18.
Wow. My goodness. Children just like grow and grow and grow. My grandson is going to be 13 this year in a few months. It's
wow.
Just amazing. It's incredible. I know.
It goes fast.
It really does.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Let's go back. So I did a the next question, Chris, is for Jean and or
okay.
Jeannie. I don't know how to pronounce. I think it's Jeannie. Anyway, I did a reading for her in January, and then in that reading, it said that in the summer she and her boyfriend will get friend from somebody. So I'm paraphrasing here when she says, in our reading last summer, in our reading, you say this summer we will get help. I'm just curious about who will give us help. So my answer to her was, I will ask the cards to kind of like tell us who this person is, if you know them yet or not, and if this person will come to your life, as we saw in January, that they will come this summer. Or maybe they already are in your life. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see what we get about if the person that is supposed to help Ginny and Ron is already around. And if they are indeed going to give him a helping hand. And would you like to pull first, Chris?
Sure. And what kind of help was it specifically?
I think it was mostly like financial help,
okay.
You know, kind of like helping with finances, with business, stuff like that.
Yep.
So let's see if this person is yet around and what kind of help or how would you just, whether they look like or what are their qualities or characteristics? Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's super vague. So I'm going to do my best to be more specific. So I'll tell you, you know, that's no fault of yours. That's just their question's really vague. So you know, that's the way it is. So here's the first card I get is the moon. And I really think this could be the end of some of the things, especially because it's overturned. I think that, there's a couple dualities on this one, or a duality on this. And so the first thing I would say is that I think there's going to be some new opportunities arising from a source you have not seen before. I'm also going to say that some of the old patterns have to go away. And so that might be some of the old dependencies on what your finances were before. And so I think the adjustment card comes up next, and so what I would tell you is that adjustment card, because it is overturned, I think that this might not be always the easiest adjustment, but I think that the aid does come through. The hermit card comes up, and it is also overturned. I usually call this the back-to-school card when it's right side up, because it's all about learning. It's all about, a lot of times, inner learning. When it's upside down, it means that you know, this might not take as much learning as you think, but still, because you got that card, this is about seeing the obvious choices in front of you. So I think that you might actually know this source already. And at the same time, it's a source you haven't gone to before. The strength card does come up below that. I did feel compelled to draw yet again a fourth card tonight for your reading. And the strength card, of course, has the many arrows on it for the Toth deck. And it symbolizes, especially because it's right side up, it goes from the moon up to the sun, which is illumination, which is underneath the hermit card overturned. I think this might be the time to draw from sources that you already know. They may be family or friends. And I think that it might be kind of a stubborn thing for you at first not to want to ask for help. But I think that you'll end up doing so. It could be a family friend or a friend of yours that has the financial means. But at the same time, I'm going to say this, is that don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to ask people you haven't asked before. But the hermit card, as I said, can often mean a back to school thing. And so perhaps it might be you going back to college, and that could be it too. And so you may already know some of the avenues to go there. or all some of the people involved in order to get that financial aid. So that's what I'm looking at, is that you might go back to school or ask for help from somebody you already know but haven't asked before. And it might be both.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have the family involved. And for Jeannie and Ron, I think it really is about keeping your cool, trying new avenues, being as balanced as you can. I have the first card is the card of temperance. And temperance is very important for us this year because the card of the year was the Hierophant, and the complementary card for the Hierophant is temperance. And I think what temperance is teaching a lot of us this year, last year, and will continue teaching this year, is about finding new ways to do things. I almost immediately forget the reading, but I think this is the second time tonight that we have the card of temperance. And it is quite literally saying, keep your cool, keep your balance, find new ways of doing things. And try to go in different ways that you never tried before, that you never thought about before. So that coincides with what Chris was saying about asking somebody that you normally wouldn't have. But the second card that I have is definitely family, is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is a beautiful card that has the Ten Cups all arranged above the sky. And there is a rainbow that crosses the cards. And it is about asking all the family members, especially those family members that care for the kids. So for me, what I'm getting very strongly is it could be the exes, it could be the uncles and aunts, it could be those family members that are not necessarily the parents, but someone that will step up and be like a parent for the kid. Because I don't know, that's what I'm getting. Like it's help for you and Ron, but it's also help for your children. And I don't know if Ron has children, and I don't know if you have kids together, but it involves the fact that it's like the whole family coming together. And last but not least, there is a very grumpy person that could come as abusive sometimes. To me, that is the quality of the King of Swords reverse. Those who watch Holy Trinity, you know my opinion about the King of Swords reverse. I am not going to swear on this show right now. But on the movie, you can see, I call him names. This card comes to me when a person is being abusive with their words, and when they are being not just curt, but plain, like, not vulgar, but what is the other? Ignorant. They're being ignorant, they're being abusive with their words. And that is definitely not the person that will help you. And I think it's an added bonus that we get him on the picture as in, oh, by the way, this is not the helping hand, and stay away from him. He is an older person. He's a person of authority. He is almost like a father figure. I don't think he is any of the father of the children involved, but probably like a boss or a grandfather, or I mean, it's just a grumpy old man, and you might want to steer clear from this guy, you know, because he is not pleasant. With that said, Chris, I've been having so much fun. We have one more question left, but before we go into that question, out of all the things that you do, Chris McBrien, psychic, medium, shaman, spiritual guide, advisor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is, if you were to be indicated that you can only pick one, you can only do one thing, what would you choose and why?
Okay. Well, first, I forgot to put a tag on my website like you did earlier, so I'm going to do that before the end of the show. It's Christopher McBrien. It's ChristopherMcBrien.com, or just look up Galena Illinois Psychic and I pop right up. You know, that's such a hard choice. It would have to be medium though, because I think that some of the most important work I do is that communicate. And I'm not saying, actually, all of it's really important. You know that. But I love my gift of talking to the deceased. I, as I said, it came out when I was very young. My grandmother says I was born to do that. Just like her, she was a very powerful medium. So that's my gift. What about you? Which one would you pick?
I will pick something that most people don't know I do, but it comes quite often on tarot readings, which is, I'm not a counselor. I wish I was. But it's almost like bereavement. It's almost like walking along the path with people who have lost loved ones. I think that, as a minister, I think that is the strength, the biggest strength of my calling, is helping those who are going through mourning situations. But I have to digress, because that will be as a minister. You know, that's something I do as a minister, and I don't charge for that. It's just my passion. But if I had to do just one thing between tarot readings, Reiki, healing, cleansing, spells, ceremonies, whatever, I will stay with tarot. I mean, the tarot readings are just, I don't know, they have been such an important part of my life. And
yeah,
if I could only do one thing for the rest of my life, it will be the tarot. I think the longer you do it, the easier it gets, the closer you get to see not only the future, because I don't believe we see the future. I believe we see the present and we clarify the present. So with that said, that's how I read for the present. And I will stay with tarot forever if that were the case, you know?
Yeah, that's
cool. But anyway,
cool.
Yeah. So for folks that might be looking for us, you know, Chris McBrien, Galena's Psychic and Medium, Chicago's very own Laura Gonzalez, Blue Witch, Tarot by Laura Gonzalez, etc. You know, you can find us. We are both very easy to find, and we are both very ready to help you out and, you know, heat us up. I know I have specials going on all the time because COVID right now. Chris, once in a while, he does have specials or special things going on or special offers or whatever. So just heat us up and help us help you and help us continue with our business so we can do this free sessions, you know, every now and again here on the radio. So are you ready for the last question, Chris?
I am.
Okay, so Blair asks, I'm wondering what the universe wants me to know in regards to my love life. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Blair is amazing because Blair had left Facebook. And she said that she was going to reopen her Facebook so she could watch the Coffee Break with Tarot by Laura videos. Blair, I will never forget you, and I will always love you for that. Because she was done with Facebook, and she's like, okay, I'll go back to Facebook so I can watch your videos. Thank you, Blair. Do you want to pull first, Chris, or you want me to pull first?
It's up to you. I'm good either way.
Okay, go first.
Okay, so Blair, first of all, there's all these cards. Well, actually, the three I drew, the first one, the Prince of Discs, it's upside down. And I'm going to tell you to stop being so stubborn. But I'm also going to say the deeper meaning of this card is to maybe not go back to the same kinds of guys you were going towards before or same people, because I'm not sure of your orientation. So this is definitely not going back to that person. And I would tell you that the person you might have gone with before, they might have been a little bit controlling. So, and I think you might be a little bit of a fixer. And so what I would, and that's usually the dance between, well, you know, sometimes I could expound on that and say it's sometimes the dance between the empath and the narcissist. And I think Laura and I have probably seen that a billion times, I'm sure, over the years. But I think for this one, this is going to be about you changing up and going towards somebody who is not so stubborn, not so controlling, and also for you not to be so stubborn about that. The disappointment card comes up, the Five of Cups, and it's upside down, which means this is the time for you to look forward straight ahead and to realize that you're not alone. I think that you tend to isolate yourself in relationships a little bit, especially when you're in them. You tend to kind of just compartmentalize inside there and not really reach out to people. This is the time to get out and to really, expand your horizons and talk to people. And, you know, I guess, well, COVID limits us, but be as sociable as you can to meet that right person. And I think you're going to find them in the avenues that fit you, the things that you're good at, the things that you love to do. You do get the Queen of Discs card at the very end. And a word of warning is don't look for this new person in the patterns of the past. I would warn you of that. But at the same time, and I'm talking about the patterns of going towards that personality. However, I do believe you might find this person in the places of the past, places you like to go or be. Maybe it's a person at work, but it's somebody you may already be around right now. I think that you should be patient and stand your ground and allow this to happen and just take place. The Queen of Discs, you know, she holds her place and she's mighty and she's knowledgeable. I think this person's probably going to I think that you're going to end up finding this person or they're going to find you, but I think it'll be one of those things where it's like a gravitational pull you'll have for each other. But the one flip side I'd say to this card is don't expect what you had before. So don't put limitations or expectations on this new person, because you're trying to change things up. You're trying to find someone who's worthy of you. So I think it's important to make sure you take the blinders off and see this person for who they are, and especially don't make them pay for the sins of the past. And that's my advice.
Oh my goodness. We have Blair for you, Chris and I. Twin readings to the T. I mean, the last two or three have been like all over the place. Like Chris had one kind of message and I have one kind of message. The question is very direct. I think that that's why we have the exact same, but it will be redundant for me to explain my cards again, because it's exactly the same thing. I see you as the fixer on the Six of Coins, like you giving so much and not getting anything in return. I have, Chris, hold on to your hat, the Five of Cups, you know? And the Five of Cups that is saying is time to flip this up. It's time for you, Blair, to give the finger to the past situation and move forward and recover from past disappointments and past mistakes or places where you didn't meet the mark. But the last one is the icing on the cake, because I was going to tell you, don't take people for granted, but also don't dismiss them too quickly. And then when I hear Chris saying, don't make the new people pay for the mistakes of the people in the past, I'm like, yep, that's the same thing, you know? So what I have is the Six of Coins, the Five of Cups, and the Seven of Swords. And these are exactly the same messages, different words, slightly different words for everybody. For this question with you, Blair, and I think it's amazing, and I think you really, really ought to pay attention to what come up for you today. And Chris, I want to pull one last card for us to give a message to those who are listening right now, but they were not able to send us a email. So okay. I invite you to pull one card. We're going to go over a little bit, like a minute, but I have pulled one card, and the card that I pulled is the card of judgment reversed. So my message for everybody that might have had a question and couldn't send an email will be, give yourself a little credit. Don't be so quick to judge other people. We are all struggling. We are not all struggling the same way, but all of us are struggling right now. So don't be too quick on judging others, because remember that what you give out is what you're giving inside. The same thing that you're giving out to the people in the universe is what you're giving to yourself. So if you are judging others with a stern look, chances are you are looking at yourself the same way. So give yourself a little credit. Give yourself compassion and love and patience and empathy and sympathy. We need love in this day and age. That'll be my message for today. Chris, what did you get?
We're on the same page, sister. I got the sun. And actually, I actually did a quote today on my Facebook page that you can check out, just like Laura's. And I'm going to read this to you because it's right along the same lines. People are always looking for, huh?
I say, please go ahead.
Okay, sorry. People are always looking for, it's often an answer outside themselves. Like I have people sometimes that say, just tell me what to do. But I want to tell you, I'm just going to read you my quote that I had recently as part of a paper I was writing. You aren't waiting for some savior to arrive. You are waiting for you to arrive. And here's the truth. You are arriving right now in the very moments you are breathing, living, and being. Be Here Now isn't just a book title. It's the key to being happy, to being in your purpose. Be present. Be here now. Witness the beautiful truth of this amazing existence now, and then love. And that's my message. And I drew the sun, and I think it's important for us to look for this. This is the new day. This is when we save ourselves by living into our full potential, by being who we are on the inside and not holding back, waiting for, what are other people going to approve of us, about, or will they approve, or what will people think. This is about us living into our hearts and living from our hearts. And I think that's my message for today.
That is beautiful, and thank you so much for reminding me of your Facebook page. What is the name of your Facebook page where people can find you?
It's just Chris McBrien, Psychic Medium.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Chris, for being here today. Thank you to Blair and Glenna and Jeannie and Davis's mom, Amy, I think. And who was the other person? I must forget their name by now. Oh, Lourdes, for emailing their questions and for sending their questions. Thank you so much, Chris McBrien, for being here tonight. And thank you for everybody to be here. And Chris, I leave you the microphone so you can say goodnight to the audience tonight.
Oh, and thank you very much for Laura for having me on here. It's always a pleasure. And thank you everybody out there for your submissions tonight. It was wonderful to help you out. Always a pleasure to be of service. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you everybody for being here tonight. And we're going to say goodbye tonight with a song. I wish you all a wonderful, wonderful Imbolc. And we're going to say goodnight tonight with this beautiful song. It makes me cry all the time. Celia Farren with Selena Fox, Bridget of the Sacred Waters. Never forget that you are loved. Good night.
Of the sacred water.
joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.